Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming. Fire crews worked yesterday to defend homes in southern Wyoming and now in northern Colorado as the Mullen Fire continues to grow. Infrared measurements conducted just after midnight put the fire at 117,240 acres, according to InsaWeb. The growth came as the fire, which ignited 2 weeks ago in the Medicine Bow National Forest west of Laramie, spread into Colorado, prompting evacuations in northern counties there. Crews worked through the night Wednesday to prepare buildings and defend homes near the blaze, according to an update. Crews conducted burnout operations to remove fuel in order to limit the fire's spread. They also built a containment line to improve the defense of the communities of Albany and Keystone, as well as areas east of the Rob Roy Reservoir. The fire was less active yesterday morning, but was expected to change as the day became warmer and drier. The Albany County Sheriff's Office announced that 29 homes and 31 outbuildings have so far been destroyed by the fire. Officials have not announced any containment on the fire, which is being fought by over 900 firefighters and other personnel. A fleet of aircraft and helicopters are assisting in the effort, and many have used local reservoirs to reduce turnaround times. Winds have been a constant challenge for fire crews, though they have slowed somewhat. Gusts of 20 miles per hour were recorded yesterday. Last week, authorities say they suspect the fire is human cause, though they have not offered any details. Natrona County saw more than 300 new COVID-19 cases last month, health officials announced yesterday. That number far exceeds previous monthly highs since the pandemic began. According to a news release, the cases were due to widespread community transmission. By the month's end, local health officials identified cases in almost every sector, population, and setting within the Casper community. Impacts have been high, especially with the medical community, including nursing homes, assisted living facilities, medical clinics, and offices. The Casper-Natrona County Health Department has even been impacted. All confirmed positive and high-risk exposure contacts have been isolated or excluded from work. Closer to home, COVID-19 infections spiked among workers in Yellowstone in September. 16 of Yellowstone National Park's estimated 2,000 employees, or 0.8%, have tested positive for COVID-19, including 7 National Park Service and 9 concession employees. Statewide, the Wyoming Department of Health reports 124 new laboratory confirmed cases. During their update yesterday, Wyoming has crossed 5,000 total laboratory confirmed cases and now has seen a total of 5,170 cases since the beginning. The Department of Health also reported 3 additional COVID-19 related deaths among Wyoming residents. That brings the total to 53.
Alcohol is stronger than you think. What impact could that night of drinking and driving have on your life? You're not thinking about the sober drivers, the pedestrian, and your passengers. They might die. You're not thinking that it could be the last day of your life. This is Cody Beers with YDOT. A person dies because of an impaired driver every 53 minutes. That's way too often. Alcohol is stronger than you think. Don't drive drunk.
Odds are there's an ace right in your neighborhood. With expert advice and the right tools to make your quick fixes even quicker. Around the block, what you need in stock. With people who know their stuff. Welcome to the Home Convenience Store.
The weather's changing, and so is Powell Ace Hardware. They're fully stocked in lawn and leaf bags and pest control for inside and outside your house at Powell Ace Hardware.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Wyo Lotto's Cowboy Draw Games jackpot has cleared the $2 million mark and will continue to grow unless a winner comes forward with winning numbers from yesterday's draw. The jackpot has been growing since April 13th and is currently the second largest in the game's 5.5-year history. The largest Cowboy Draw jackpot of all time was $3,300,841 and was won on December 6th of 2018. The next chance to win is this Monday at 2 p.m. This Look at Wyoming News was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.